John in Washington has a question about Tyvek paper. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, I was curious. We gutted a house that we've been living in because it needed some desperate work. It's a complete money pit.
But, okay.
but we're putting it back together now, and we're putting insulation in the walls, mm-hmm. and the studs, you know, they range from like 12 inches apart to 20 inches apart.
Okay.
You know, just because we're retrofitting this 100-year-old house.
Right.
And on your insulation, you have your craft paper.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's getting all cut up and everything because, right. you know, these weird cuts and angles and stuff that this
okay.
that it has to fit into.
Yeah. So your question is, can you restore that or can you put a second moisture barrier?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Is I know we use Tyvek on the outside, you know, underneath the siding, and I was wondering if I could use that on the inside as a moisture barrier.
Yeah, you know, I don't see why not. Typically, people use just Visqueen or sheet plastic for that, but I don't see why you couldn't use a material like Tyvek on the inside. It's vapor permeable, and it will contribute to that vapor barrier.
Okay.
So yeah, well, it's fine to do that. And you're right, it's very hard to get a really good vapor barrier with the paper surfaces that are attached to the insulation because you really have to have like a perfect insulation. And even if you do have that, you know, you end up with a lot of extra cuts and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's an option. And John, if you want more tips on installation of insulation, you can find that at muddypit.com. We've got a green section on the website with lots of tips on how to insulate your house.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, John. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.